Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, Masechta Krisis, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, and Zayin. Chaticha shel chaylev vechaticha shel chodesh. What if a person has two slices of meat? One is chaylev, one's shuman, but it's shuman of kodesh. So achal asachas mei mei neyodeh is a mehen achal. He ate one of them. He doesn't remember which one he ate. So maybe ashram talri. So the chachamim say, even though you don't bring a carbon for a safik meal like we learned yesterday, here he's going to be chayev and ashram talri. He definitely did an iser. According to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that even for a suffering me'ila, he goes ahead and brings an ashram tali, so he would bring an ashram tali because there's a suffering chilev, suffering me'ila. But so now that's the case. Achalas ashniya, what if he goes ahead and now eats the second piece? Maybe chatas v'asham badai. So here he for sure did it both yisurim. And so therefore, he was nana, he had benefit from the shuman that was kodesh, so he has to bring an asham me'ila. And also, he definitely ate chalev, so he has to bring a chatas. But what if one ate one piece and another person ate another piece, and neither one knows exactly what it was that he did? So zeh may be ashram tali, but zeh may be ashram tali. Each one has to bring an ashram tali, because we don't know. Well, we know that each one did an issur, we just don't know which one did which issur. So Shimon Omer, shteim mevi'in chatas v'yasham. No, it's a simple solution. Don't have both of them bring an ashram tali. Let them partner on a chatas and an asham. So Yossi Omer, in shteim mevi'in chatas v'yasham. You can't bring a chatas a b'shutfus and an asham in a shutfus. Why is that? Rabbi Yossi holds like the Tanakhama holds that you bring an ashram tali, you bring an ashram tali. A chatas has to be hoda ilav chatas o ashachata. A chatas is not able to be brought in a partnership. Chaticha shel chaylev b'chaticha shel chaylev kodesh. What if you have two pieces, a piece of chaylev and a piece of chaylev from a carbon? So achal sachs mehem bein yedu meizim. Achal, if you ate one of them, you don't know which one you ate. So we assume that maybe chatas. We assume you bring a chaylev because you ate the chaylev, right? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have to bring an Ashram Talui, maybe Ashram Talui, because it could be that you ate the piece that is a Chelev Kodesh, for which you'd have to bring Ashram Me'ila. You can't bring the Chantas, because you don't know what the prohibition was. Achal Sashnia, what if he eats both of them? So maybe Shtei Chatos for Ashram Vada. You have to bring two Chatos, because you ate Chelev. But since the second one was also chaylev and also kodesh, so you also have to bring an asham vaday. Now, achal echad esarishonu v'achav achal esashniya. What if one person comes along and eats the first one, and the second guy comes along and eats the second one? So zem may be chatas, zem may be chatas. Both of them bring a carbon chatas, right? Each one ate chaylev. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says that's not correct. Zem may be asham tali, zem may be asham tali. It could be that one is chayev a chatas and an asham, not just a chatas. So therefore, what happens? Each one brings an asham tali. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, zeh chatas v'zeh chatas, u'shneim mevi'im asham echad. Each one has to bring his own chatas. Each one did his own iser of eating the chaylev. But then the question is, who's chayev to bring the asham? So let them go ahead and bring the asham together. What an easy solution. Each one will bring chatas and half an asham for me'ila. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, you can't do that. Ein shnayim mevi'im asham echad. An asham is like a chatas. And you can't have a person go ahead and bring a shutfus, a partnership on a asham vaday. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, what do you have to do? Yeah, you have to assume that each one brings a chatas, but like the Tanakhama, no one could be chayev to bring the asham in this case. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, will continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.